kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
It's important for all of us to have an understanding about where we come from. It makes us stronger.
Binigyang diin ng kilalang author, orator, signatory ng Uluru Statement from the Heart at Indigenous Rights Advocate na si Thomas Mayo ang kahalagahan ng pag-alam sa kanilang pinagmulan. Ayon sa kanya, dito nagmumula ang pagkakakilanlan at lakas nila. Patuloy na isinusulong ni Mayo ang pagkilala sa kultura, kasaysayan at karapatan ng mga First Nations people. Noong 2023, naging isa siya sa mga pangunahing tagapagtaguyod ng voice referendum na naglalayong bigyan ng opisyal na boses ang mga Aboriginal at Torres Strait Islander people sa mga usaping may direktang epekto sa kanilang mga komunidad. Bagamat hindi naaprubahan ang voice referendum noong 14 ng Oktubre 2023, hindi natigil ang kanyang advokasya para sa karapatan at pagkilala sa mga First Nations people. Malapit sa kanyang puso ang misyong ito dahil siya ay isang Kaurarig Aboriginal at Kalkalgal Erumbamle Torres Strait Islander. Ngunit bukod sa kanyang indigenous heritage, may dugong Pilipino rin si Thomas Mayo. At ito ang ibinahagi niya sa panayam ng SBS Filipino.
Yeah, it is my great-grandfather, I think, who was a Filipino man. His last name was Mayo, that went to the Torres Strait for work. Back in the late 19th century, I think it was, and married into the Torres Strait Islander people and a great melding of cultures. There were many Filipinos that went to the Torres Strait in those days and went there and stayed.
Pero inamin niya noong kanyang kabataan, hindi niya alam na may dugong Pilipino siya. Habang siya ay lumalaki, unti-unti niyang natuklasan na ang kanyang pagkakakilanlan ay hinubog hindi lamang ng iisang kultura o lahi, kundi ng iba't ibang pinagmulan.
Well, I grew up understanding that I was a Torres Strait Islander first, but it was later, you know, in my childhood that I learned about that we were a great mix of, mix of cultures. Not only Filipino, but in that same generation on the other side of my father's family was a Borneo, a guy from Borneo, a Dayak man named Arwang Dai. And so that's the other lineage that I have. It was an interesting thing to learn over time about the connections and then also somewhat self-discovery and thinking about how our cultures, what different parts of the cultures we practice, you know. So I've always wondered, you know, what parts sort of came from the Philippines and what parts came from Malaysia and what parts, were traditional for the place where my father was born in the Torres Strait Islands.
Ayon kay Mayo, ang pag-unawa sa kanyang pinagmulan ang nagbigay sa kanya ng lakas at katatagan upang harapin ang mga hamong kinakaharap bilang isang katutubo at ipaglaban ang kanyang mga paninindigan para sa mga First Nations. Kaya para sa kanya, mahalagang malaman at yakapin ang sariling pinagmulan dahil dito nagmumula ang pagkakakilanlan at lakas ng bawat isa.
Well, over the years, I've learned that we build a certain level of resilience when we understand who we are. There is still racism. There'll always be racism. And, not just as in Indigenous people, but, as people of colour, we experience racism in a country that is predominantly white, you know, Australia. And so it's been important for me to know who I am as an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander person and as a Filipino and Malay descendant, because I've found that people that have less of an understanding about where they come from tend to be more damaged by the racism that they experience because they may tend to believe the terrible things that they're told about, you know, where they come from and who they are. So I think it's important for all of us to have an understanding about where we come from. It makes us stronger.
Ibinahagi rin niya na bilang isang katutubo at may dugong Pilipino, hindi nawawala ang mga karanasan niya sa diskriminasyon at resismo. Umasa siyang mas mabibigyang pansin ang isyung ito at mas mapaghahandaan ng mga taong may kulay ang mga hamong kaakibat nito. Kabilang dito ang mga isyung patuloy na nangyayari sa lipunang kanyang ginagalawan.
As a person with a public profile, as a person that advocates for the better lives for Indigenous people that are so left behind in this country, and for the listeners that might not know, in Australia we have a life expectancy gap of almost 10 years between Indigenous Australians and non-Indigenous Australians. We have the highest incarceration rates proportionately in the world. In the Northern Territory, so in the region that I live in, as an example, almost all of the time, 100% of the children that are in youth detention are Indigenous. These statistics have nothing to do with our culture or that we, you know, it doesn't mean that we're an inferior race. There is systemic and structural racism that continues to affect us, and the trauma of all of that is being done to us over a long period of time. This is the situation. I think we should fight against racism whenever it pops its head up. I think we need people, even you know, white people, to stand up with us and you know, to call out racism.
Sa kabila ng kanyang mga karanasan, buong pagmamalaking ipinapahayag ni Thomas Mayo na may dugong Pilipino siya. Ibinahagi rin niya na marami siyang kakilalang Pilipino na labis niyang hinahangaan at ipinagmamalaki.
Oh, look, just proud, you know. I mean, I think it's a beautiful culture, Filipino culture, you know, the various cultures I'm sure that are in that country. I've never been there. And I hope to one day, but you know, it was something that from the outset I thought this is great. You know, learning that my favorite foods weren't actually just Torres Strait Islander, but came from, you know, the Philippines, and loving those foods, I could only think of good things as far as that being part of my identity. I have a lot of Filipino descendant friends. You know, as I said, a lot of Filipinos settled in the Torres Strait in the late 19th century. And early 20th century. But, you know, there's some really well-known families, you know, both in Darwin and the Torres Strait, because it's pearling, you know, that the fishing that sort of brought people here. So families like the Cubillos and Damasos and, you know, there's a whole lot of families that are quite well-known here. In sport and everything, you know, playing Aussie rules and rugby league, good sports people. Maybe we get some of that from the Philippines as well.
Bilang isang Torres Strait Islander, ipinagmamalaki rin ni Mayo ang kanilang mga traditional na pagkain, lalo na ang mga yamang dagat. Ngunit hindi rin niya nakakalimutan ang mga pagkaing Pilipino tulad ng adobo at dinuguan na natutunan niyang lutuin mula sa mismo niyang ama. Ayon sa kanya, mas naging kakaiba at masarap ang mga pagkaing ito dahil pinagsasama nila ang mga sangkap at paraan ng pagluluto ng kulturang Pilipino at Torres Strait Islander. Anya, marami ring pagkakatulad ang mga tradisyon ng dalawang kultura, lalo na ang pagpapahalaga sa salo-salo, pagluluto at pagtitipo ng pamilya at komunidad.
I'm a great cook, thanks to the Filipino side, I think. I love making adobo too. We love dinuguan. Dinuguan is a favorite dish. I cook it, and we also make it with our traditional foods, turtle or dugong, you know, where we keep the blood and we make that dish. It's an absolute favorite in the islands. From my father, you know, and from our cooking for the feasts, you know, when all of us, from a boy, you know, when there's a ceremony, you know, where it's a traditional islander ceremony as well, or for funerals or for weddings. What generally happens is us men go and do the hunting. So, you know, our traditional meats for those ceremonies are turtle and dugong. and go fishing. We do the cutting up, you know, and the preparation the night before, and you know, we're all having a good laugh and catching up while we're doing that. And then the next day from early in the morning, we cook all day. And as a boy, you know, running around and doing the chores and helping out, that's how I learnt. And then as an adult, taking up some responsibility. And I imagine that's, you know, quite similar to Filipino culture, all getting together, cooking, you know, and enjoying each other's company.
Para kay Thomas Mayo, sa kanyang karanasan, ang kanyang dugong Pilipino ay hindi kahinaan, kundi isang lakas.
You know, I feel a connection with Filipinos, you know, and because it's part of who I am. And I was part of a big referendum campaign. It was about all Australians voting on whether or not Indigenous people should have a voice, a constitutional right to have a say about decisions that are made about us is only 4% of the population. Sadly, that referendum failed last year. It was about 60% of Australians voted no. And there was a lot of disinformation. There were a lot of lies told to try and scare Australians out of voting yes. And some of the racism that I experienced wasn't just about being an Indigenous person, but about being Filipino. And they tried to make it a derogatory thing that I was Filipino in this country here, people on social media, trolls, they call them, you know, and I think what they didn't realise was that I saw it as a great strength that I have my Filipino roots. I think it's a wonderful thing. And if they're trying to diminish me in that way, then they failed miserably, because I'm proud of all of my connections, including the Philippines.
Bilang isang ama at may akda ng maraming aklat na nagsusulong ng mas malalim na pag-unawa sa kasaysayan, kultura at karapatan ng mga First Nations sa Australia, hinihikayat ni Thomas Mayo ang bawat isa na maging matatag at ipagmalaki ang kanilang pinagmulan para sa susunod na henerasyon.
I think it's something that should be valued in society. Giving people the opportunity or the means to pass on knowledge and you know cultural practices, I think it's something that you know, as a society, we should ensure that people have opportunities to do. You can see lots of books behind me. You know, I think writing is important. I'm an author of a number of books now, 5, a couple more coming out, and in the ones that are somewhat of a have a part of it as a memoir, you know, I always proudly talk about the other heritages that I share. Well, we need to, you know, and that's the tactic of those that try and, the tactic is to intimidate and to try and silence people like myself and others that speak up against racism and speak up for justice. And so it's important that we stand up, and the more of us that stand up, the stronger we are, the less effect that those that try and bring us down have.
Sa ngayong hayagan niyang ipinagmamalaki ang pagiging Torres Strait Islander at ang kanyang dugong Pilipino, hangad niya na mas mapalalim pa ang ugnayan at pagkakaunawaan ng mga Pilipino at mga katutubo upang higit nilang maipagdiwang ang kanilang magkatuwang nakasaysayan, kultura at pagkakakilanlan.
I think finding opportunities to bring people together. I know there's a very strong Filipino culture community here in Darwin. I've been to the Filipino Center a number of times. I think, and maybe this is something that isn't happening, I think it would be great if the Filipino community acknowledged, you know, the local traditional owners and had some you know, dancing and sharing of food and things like that. Somewhat of a growing protocol in this country about acknowledging traditional owners. So I'm pretty confident that they do that, but I'm sure a sharing of food and dance and all that would be wonderful.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.